The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday, March the 15th, 2 days before St. Patrick's Day. And since we're not on the air on St. Patrick's Day, we're going to observe it here today.
St. Patrick's Day preparations.
Right. Larry Brown, good to have you here.
Good morning.
Wouldn't somebody say you're our special holiday guest?
Apparently, yeah. All the big ones.
You were on for Valentine's Day, and we had quite a few comments about your Valentine's Day story.
We got several, too. It's good.
But St. Patrick's Day is this coming Sunday, and you have a special song.
Yeah, this is a story about some Irish young men who deserted from the United States military to fight on the side of Mexico in the Mexican War. Mm-hmm. And there have been a dozen songs, and even I think I counted up 10 movies that featured or made emphasis of this event. But I'm going to share one of those songs.
What does this have to do with St. Patrick's Day?
Well, you'll find out.
Oh, the song is going to tell us.
You'll find out.
All right. So the name of the song is?
The St. Patrick's Battalion.
All right. So here's Larry Brown, 2 days before St. Patrick's Day, even though we're observing it today, the St. Patrick's Battalion.
Battalion. My name is John Riley. I'll have your ear only a while. I left my dear home in Ireland. It was death, starvation, or exile. When I got to America, it was my duty to go, to enter the army and slog across Texas, to join in the war against Mexico. But it was there in the pueblos and hillsides that I saw the mistake I had made. Part of a conquering army with the morals of a bayonet blade. In the midst of these poor dying Catholics, screaming children, the stench of it all, myself and 200 Irishmen decided to rise to the call. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. Well, we marched neath the green flag of St. Patrick, emblazoned with Erin Gobrah, bright with the harp and the shamrock, and Libertad a la Republica. 50 years after Wolf Tone and 5,000 miles away, well, the Yanks called us a legion of strangers, but they can talk as they may. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and fought on the Mexican side. Well, we fought them in 5 major battles. Churubusco, it was the last. Overwhelmed by the cannons from Boston, we fell at each moral blast. Most of us died on that hillside in the service of the Mexican state. So far from our occupied homeland, we were heroes and victims of fate. From Dublin City to San Diego, and we witnessed freedom denied. So So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion and fought on the Mexican side. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion and fought on the Mexican side.
Larry Brown and the St. Patrick's Battalion.
These were mostly young Irish men who had fled Ireland because of, again, the economic conditions, famine and starvation. Mm-hmm. Most of them immigrants, but not U.S. citizens. And the U.S. Army was recruiting for the Mexican War, so a lot of them joined. It was pay. It was security. But as they experienced fighting in Mexico, it was like this awakening that occurred, like, wait a minute, we're poor Catholics killing poor Catholics for some other power, some industrial or political power, and said, we're on the wrong side of this fight.
So they decided to go across the border.
Well, they deserted. Nearly 700 of them, we now know, deserted. There were some Catholic Germans, and there were some others, too, and there was an international legion in Mexico, but these guys were an artillery corps, and they did fight significantly. In fact, Zachary Taylor and some of those generals on the U.S. side were complaining about the ferocity and mm-hmm. endurance. They fought in several battles all across the border. Finally, in August of 1847, this last battle, most of them were killed or captured. And then in the next year were executed, those that were captured, some of them even in Mexico City, because the United States had gone ahead and invaded all the way into Mexico City. And so Mexico observes St. Patrick's Day in honor of this battalion of red-headed Mexicans. And also in 1997, both Ireland and Mexico issued a commemorative stamp.
In honor of this battalion.
In honor of this battalion.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Not only are you a wonderful musician and a storyteller, but you're a historian also.
Well, the greatest stories, of course, come out of the past.
So any special plans for St. Patrick's Day, Sunday?
Well, I thought about maybe a trip to Mexico.
corned beef and cabbage.
On tortillas.
And tortillas on Sunday, right. If you want more information about Larry Brown, you'd like to hear his stories, or you'd like to have him come out and perform for you or your group, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can reach me at brownstory@hotmail.com or check out my website, www.brownstory.com.
Okay.
Get some information.
Any special events coming up in this area anytime soon?
Well, yes, later this spring I'll be a part of the annual St. Louis Storytelling Festival. That'll be at the end of April.
Okay.
There'll be several days involved there.
All right, Larry, thank you so much for coming by. Monday, we're talking about 4-H, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to watch this program or listen to it again, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, Radio Friends. You can sign up for a free podcast or podcast. See you Monday. Bye-bye.